right, welcome back to X's and Omar Overtime, presented by Gulfstream Park. We're here at beautiful Hallandale Beach. That's a gorgeous gray horse. My mom's worked a lot with horses, since you never bet on the gray horse. Never bet on the gray horse.
Never bet on the gray horse.
Never bet on the gray
horse. I always said bet on horses with thin ankles. That's what I was told.
That's what you're talking about. That doesn't seem right.
So you're getting some tips out here.
That doesn't seem right at all. Doesn't seem right at all.
It hasn't worked for me.
Big Boy 8D is asking us, can we spice up the run game? It seems so vanilla and repetitive. Jets knew exactly what we were doing.
Well, yeah, look, last year everybody knew exactly what the Dolphins were doing in the run game. In fact, the season turned around. Jay Ajayi went to Adam Gase up to his office and said, here's the three runs I want to make. They ran those three runs for the next 10 weeks, okay? Yeah. So predictability, simpleness, you know, that's what you want in a run game. And you say, last year they said, here's what we're doing, try to stop us, and teams couldn't. This year they have an offseason to prepare, and a good, smart defensive coaches like Todd Bowles and Casey Rogers, former Dolphin coaches, were ready, and they walked Jamal Adams up to the line. They said, ask Jay Cutler, dared him in the passing game to beat him. They were going to take away Jay Ajayi, and they did that.
Yeah. Chris Perkins and I almost came to blows on the show a couple weeks ago. Oh, a couple of blows, talking about what the bigger key to the run game was, whether it's Jay Ajayi's talent or whether or not it's that offensive line. We saw last year the changes the Dolphins made to the offensive line and how Omar loves to call them the unicorns, came together to make a great running game. And to me, we could talk about Jay Ajayi, and we could talk about it's so vanilla, but those linemen need to block better.
Can I like be the peace negotiator here? I'm going to go in the middle of you and
Look, you're going to say
Jay Ajayi, the line will get Jay Ajayi the first 2 yards. He'll get the next 2 to 3, okay? And he's not getting the first 2 yards right now. He's getting hit right at the line, behind the line. The line is not up to what they need to be yet.
Okay. Let's take our next question from, let's see. Indeed, Dolphins should involve Fasano more in the passing game. They're telegraphing.
Well, should they involve him more? Probably but that's a statement about Julius Thomas to me right now. And Fasano's strength at his age, where he is not as a great downfield receiving passer. Short, little outlet passes, yeah, but when you're calling him to be in the passing game, it's probably not what his strength is right now.
Yeah. Adrian, is there any way besides sustaining long drives on offense that we can defeat Drew Brees and the Saints?
That would be a start.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to have.
Look,
sure.
if the Saints are a quick strike team, can score a lot of points. The Dolphins' strength, as we said, is Jay Ajayi, ball control. The Dolphins really need to control the ball 36 minutes this game to keep Drew Brees off the field. If the game gets in the 30s as points, the Dolphins are in trouble.
Did I get my score during this?
You did. You said, no, you didn't give the score. You said the Saints. And then
31-20.
31-20.
31-20 Saints.
So that's in the 30s, so that would be in trouble for the Dolphins,
Why I'm picking them to lose the game. all right, let's see. Weather Rob 87's got a couple of questions here. Let me pick a good one, huh? Let's see.
I love YouTube. Getting us.
Well, what's great
right
about
away.
It is that we can actually watch ourselves live as we're
That's
doing this.
That's not necessarily
I'm
a great
enjoying
thing.
That very much. Weather up.
Am I really hunched over like that?
Yeah, that's what you look like. Yeah. Do you guys think our secondary can improve, or is the current performance level what we can expect?
Well, it has to improve. Look, it will improve in Week 8 when T.J. McDonald gets back and plays safety next to Rashad Jones. So the question is, in the next 6 weeks, can they hold the fort? Can they be good enough? And, you know, you're seeing what a loss of Lepet in preseason was. They don't have enough cornerbacks right now. When Byron Maxwell, who was playing really bad, had to go off the field because he had something in his eye, Alderon Werner came in and the Jets lit him up for a 69-yard touchdown. One of Mike Tannenbaum's tenets is you can never have enough cornerbacks or tackles. They don't have enough cornerbacks right now.
We've had In Dade is asking us lots of questions about Tannehill. Just misses Ryan Tannehill.
God, it's good to hear. It's good to actually hear somebody feel they miss Ryan Tannehill, because I thought he was going to have a great year this year. I thought the way he ended up last year, 100.9 rating at the end of the year to the last 10 games, I thought he was stepping in to make that next step this year. I know everybody said that many years, but I thought this was the year for him. And so that was disheartening.
I thought, at least with Tannehill, you still felt like his career is on an upward trajectory, even though it's sort of slowly getting there, getting better, getting better, getting better. Jay Cutler's not getting better at this point.
Jay Cutler, the hope still is that with Adam Gase, with a lot of talent around him, he'll be able to be something he hasn't been for 11 years. That's a deep portfolio in sports to go against 11 years. When you're 34, you're going to get better.
All right, let's go to Twitter and get some of these some of these Twitter questions. Weather Rob is thanking us because he doesn't use Twitter, so he was very thankful that we were answering some questions.
Don't
on
use
here.
Twitter, man. I feel like I'm hip when I hear someone is.
DJ Parker wants to know: was Omar Kelly freaked out by the horses last week, hence this week's absence?
I think he was.
Good question.
I think, I would assume, has Omar ever ridden a horse?
Oh no.
No, never.
No, well, we were told that there was actually not going to be any racing here yesterday, and then all of a sudden a race started. And then he jumped and almost ran away.
The next goal of X's and Omar, I think, is to get Omar on a horse. Get up, just you know, like one of those pony things. They take him by the bridle and then lead him around the paddock or something like that. What do you think, Matt? I think
that's
would be a goal.
Idea. Yeah. That's a great idea. X Omar. This is Fins Up. Why is Miami not pressing receivers more at the line of scrimmage? Wouldn't that give the pass rushers more time to get to the QB? Is this on Gase, Burke, or the cornerbacks?
You see this hair thinning out?
Yes, I do.
Because
yes.
Over how many years have the Dolphin cornerbacks not pressed? They don't press. And you talk about a formula for trouble when you go against a Drew Brees. You don't press. It's basically 7-on-7 football because your line doesn't have time to get to the quarterback at that point. The bottom line, though, what Matt Burke's really telling you, he doesn't trust his cornerbacks.
Yeah.
He doesn't think they're good enough to press. They're going to play back as insurance policies.
For sure. That's exactly what it is. Because if Byron Maxwell's too slow, that if he misses on that press, it's game over.
Right.
Especially for someone like Michael Thomas or Willie Snead's back this week. They've got a lot of weapons in New Orleans. Could get really ugly.
Like I said, Drew Brees is looking at that film of the Jets game and he's thinking, I can go here, I can go here, I can go here, I can have some fun. So we'll see how the Dolphins defensively counter that right now.
Jason, do you think letting Brandon Albert go was a monumental mistake?
No, I think the idea was, look, they saw something last year. He's getting old. He's getting hurt every year. He's not finishing seasons. That's not a good formula to go into the next year knowing, okay, can we get 10, 12 games out of this guy? They had Laremy Tunsil.
Especially when they were doing that exact thing with Mike Pouncey already.
Yes. How many questions can you have along an offensive line?
Right.
And so they're moving to Laremy Tunsil to his natural position, the one that, you know, going into the draft, he was rated the best at. Mm. Get him there. It hasn't looked great his first two games, but come on. Give him some time. I think he'll be fine there. That was a move to me they had to make.
All right. And they could have brought him back.
After he quit on Jacksonville,
then decided he wanted to play, they could have had him back. And they didn't. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad decision either. What do you think? That's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think? I don't know. I don't have a grading system
well,
in place for X's and Omar.
That was good.
You know, I can't do the Omar thing of ripping Tannehill and.
Let's take some questions from the crowd. Hey, Mike, you got a question for us? Melissa, you have a question for us? What is it? Okay, the question is, if Jay Cutler continues to look like the Jay Cutler from Chicago, will Adam Gase turn to Matt Moore?
Well, Mike's, I love this, in the crowd, drinking a beer at Gulfstream.
Now, that's fantastic.
That's how you sit here and you enjoy the crowd, right?
Yeah, I'll be glad for you guys.
let me preface this answer, because I'm not calling for Matt Moore right now. Sure. Okay, if we keep going, if we get many more weeks of that Jay Cutler, sure, it's going to be
Moore a natural. Matt Moore is better than that Jay Cutler.
Than that Jay Cutler, yes, and there will be a change, but we're not within, we're not even close to the border of talking that yet.
Yeah, I would say a change wouldn't happen until at least week 8, 9 maybe. I mean,
I Adam Gase, the one thing is he's bold with decisions, and if he sees that maybe I should, that they don't do it quickly. But I agree with you. We're not approaching that just yet.
He's surprised us before.
He has.
Well, thank you so much for watching X and Omar Overtime. Omar will be back next week. Dave, thanks.
Thanks, Matt.